This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's start our day right by taking some time with God today. Nothing's more important in your life. Nothing is more important in my life either. I so treasure and value my time with God each day, opening up the Bible, seeing what God has to say to me, and then talking back to Him. Responding to Him. It's the foundation of a healthy relationship with God. Every relationship in your life needs time spent with that person for that relationship to be good. And it's the same with your relationship with God. Prayer, so central to our lives, isn't it? And that's what we're looking at this week. Prayer, and we're looking at this passage in Colossians chapter 4. I want to read it again today. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which also I have been imprisoned, in order that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. Well, keeping alert in prayer with an attitude of thanksgiving, Paul says. Be alert when you pray. Concentrate when you pray. Be careful. God's telling us not to let it just become a tradition that we pray. And isn't this so easy for us? Anything religious can descend into just being a ritual. When you do it over and over, it's the same with going to church, listening to someone teach the Bible, or having your daily quiet time, reading the Word, praying. All of these things can just become something that you do because you know Christians should do those things. When it becomes that, it loses its power in your life because the Christian life is not about ritual, it's not about religion, it's about your relationship with God. So many times, people who have not yet come into a living relationship with Jesus Christ make this mistake about Christianity, that it's just a bunch of people going to church and having these rules and things. That is so wrong. What Christianity is really about is knowing God. And so be careful in your prayer life not to just let it become a tradition. Yes, I know I ought to pray, and so dear God, or dear Heavenly Father, or our Father who art in heaven. No, God wants there to be an intensity and focus in your prayers, because you are aware that you are really speaking to Him, and that He acts in response to our prayers. Recognize that we have a spiritual enemy who wants to distract us, and there's nothing that he would love to distract you from more than prayer. So be alert. Don't become sleepy or lazy in prayer. Some things that can help you to be alert in your prayers are praying out loud. You know, it's a great thing that we can pray quietly in our hearts at any time, just like we think to ourselves and we know that God hears us. Often we need to do that, especially if we're in the middle of other people. But there's a special intensity when we pray out loud to God. It helps us to focus and to be alert and to express our hearts. Sometimes, if I find myself becoming distracted when I'm sitting or kneeling in prayer, I'll get up and walk. I'll pace while I pray. Sometimes I like to walk outside while I pray. Some people also find it helpful to use a prayer list of things they want to focus on in prayer. And that helps them to concentrate. You might make a list of people you want to pray for on each day of the week. On one day you're praying for your family, on another day for your friends, or for your church, or your home group members, or your leaders of your church, or missionaries that you know, or people in your life who you know need to find Jesus just like you have. And make a list of requests, and you can tick them off as God answers your prayers. Or maybe you can find a place where you can pray with other people who also want to pray together. I can help you too. Whatever it takes, make sure that you keep alert in prayer. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.